time for Lickin' On Lending.
Welcome, everybody. Good to have you with us.
Welcome to Lickin' On Lending, a weekly mortgage market update providing up-to-the-minute information on interest rates, loan programs, and hot industry news, all related to the mortgage industry. Brought to you by Transformational Mortgage Solutions. To participate in today's program, our guest call-in line is 646-716-4972. Now, here's your host of Lickin' On Lending, David Lickin.
Let's begin.
Good to have you with us, everybody. So thrilled. It's Monday, August 10th, 2020. I was just on with a client, and I was saying, and they go, well, let's launch this one part of the project until September. That's a ways off. And I go, you looked at the calendar, how close September is? My sake, it's 3 weeks away. And anyway, craziness. Monday, August 10th. Yep, it's hot days of summer. We're getting close to this. What a crazy month. I hope you're all doing well, maintaining in these volumes. Anyway, it's good to have you with us, everybody. This podcast is created by mortgage professionals. It is for mortgage professionals, and we're so grateful to have you. Our commitment is to bring you timely information in an audio format that you can listen to anytime and anywhere. I am excited about our hot topic today. I am excited about each one of these we produce each and every week. But Alex Kutchison is here from me, founder and CEO and chief ROI booster. And we're going to be having him in the hot topic segment and looking forward to that. Also, you want to check up on all the podcasts. We're part of industrysyndicate.com. Check them out as well as mortgagemedia.com. Thrilled to have them here. A special shout out on a Tuesday, September 1st, there'll be a webinar at 1 p.m. Central Time with Finastra, and I'll be doing it with Steve Hope. He is Vice President of Mortgage Solutions. We're going to be talking about streamlining the lending process with the digital solutions, as well as reducing operating costs and increasing employee morale and a number of things. So it's a presentation I'm actually doing, and Steve and I are kind of collaboratively doing it, but I picked the topic, and I'm really encouraging all of our listeners to make sure you request a copy of that. There should be a link in our podcast show notes for you to register for the event. So looking forward to having you participate. I want to say a special thank you to our sponsors, the Mortgage Bankers Association of America. A little thrilled to have them. We've already talked about Finastra and the upcoming webinar that we're going to be doing. Very important to get registered for that, everybody. And then Lenders One and the Mortgage Collaborative, both of these co-ops do a great job of creating competitive advantages for lenders and vendor members. And we have the Community Mortgage Lenders of America, pleased to have our association with them, as well as Indicom. I was just talking to Linda Bomar the other day. They're doing so well. And if you haven't checked that out, check out Indicom, IndeComm.com. You can check it out on our webpage, Lickin' On Lending, and the sponsors, along with all of our sponsors. Check it out, what they have up there for us. Also, Incelerate. This company is helping lenders gain closer relationships by engaging the borrower in a more effective way and exchanging prospects and helping them become borrowers and customers of yours. So we have talked about that on the Hot Topic segment. Boomerang has got that, as well as Incelerate. Check out AinsworthAdvisors.com. It's a board of advisory service. More and more lenders and vendors, as well as Fannie, Freddie, and Jenny, are saying, by the way, who's your advisors? Well, check out our list of advisors that can be on your board of advisors. Check it out at AinsworthAdvisors.com. AinsworthAdvisors.com. Also, AI Assist, which helps you with artificial intelligence on the marketing side of the business. Really cool stuff what they're doing. As well as Celebrity Home Loans, as well as Knowledge Coop, Mobility RE, Modex, as well as Velma, Vendorsurf, and Vidyard. And also, one of our newest sponsors is Unique. Really excited about our relationship with Unique.com. It ties in with the AI, artificial intelligence. So I got to tell you, we got some really great sponsors. Be sure to go over to our website on our sponsor page and check them all out. Thank you goes out to Alice, Alan, Andy, and Matt for their contributions each and every week. Now we're going to go right into the Hot Topic segment. Without further ado,
we have Alex Kutchison in here. Kutchison, K-U-T-S-I-S-H-I-N, in case you're wondering how to spell that. So the first time I saw that, I go, oh, Alex Kutchison. And I just, you know, rub your hand across your mouth. But anyway, Alex, good to have you here. You are the CEO, Chief ROI Booster for Sales, from Sales Boomerang, for Sales Boomerang. You are Sales Boomerang. Good to have you here, friend. I'm really excited to have you.
I'm happy to be here.
It is so much fun And I love talking to you for many, many reasons. But last week we had Megan Anderson on, who was talking about the shift and that's going on in the market. And she also talked about how I was really interested in interviewing Megan, because Megan's one of those people that's come from obscurity to being really high profile. And you, too, share that unique honor. So I'm really excited to hear about your journey and talk about Buzz. You've got a lot going on everywhere. What is everyone talking about? What are you guys up to? And why are you doing it now? Talk about this.
I love your show. Thanks for having me. So, you know, the big topic that we're talking about right now is, and we've always been a retention company, but what we're doing for the industry is we're putting on this challenge. It's called Attention to Retention Challenge. And the reason we're doing it
Say that again.
Now is Attention to Retention Challenge. Okay. It's a 5-day challenge. It's a virtual challenge. We're doing 1 hour a day for 5 days. It's only for executives. And it's coming out now and not before, because we've never been in an environment like this before, where people that were doing 100 loans a month are doing 300 loans a month, or people that were doing 500 are doing 1,000, right? It's the amount of customers you're getting into your customer base right now is growing dramatically. And what we want to do in this Attention to Retention Challenge is we want to teach the executives at their companies about retention, what it means, how to utilize it, and truly give them a behind, pull the curtain back, let them have access to the team, right? And find out how we've been able to do this, how our clients have been able to generate $16.3 billion in deals from their own database, from their customers, and actually give the executives access to our NASA engineer who built the technology to help them understand how they can do some of this on their own, access to our customer success team and have them understand what they should be focusing on with their loan officers and their teams about retention, to our product manager, to our VP of product that will show them the importance of you were just talking about a CTO and you were talking about CIOs and how they bring technology together. Well, we will give these executives direct access to our VP of product so that he can explain directly what you should be focusing on in tech to get the most out of retention. And so that's our core focus right now, is because all of these databases are growing dramatically. And how do you make the most of them? Because when this environment ends, it's not going to slow down. It's going to fall off a cliff. The way it went up like a hot air balloon, you're going to turn that hot air balloon off and it's going to go straight to the bottom. So how do you take advantage of all the people in your database moving forward?
That is really, really interesting. I've heard people say that you're crazy. Aren't you concerned if people will do this on their own, or worse yet, your competition may use some of your strategies, and you have a lot of them?
We have had people literally call us crazy for giving out our secrets. We're all about lifting the industry, right? We're all about giving back to the industry so the entire industry can go up. And so are we concerned that people are going to do this on their own? No. As a matter of fact, we're doing this so that lenders can start to do this on their own. Right. Of course, we'd love to be their partner and do this with them. But we want to give them all the insights, all the tools, all the resources so they can start to focus on doing these things for themselves and understand the true value of loyalty and customer retention. As far as competitors go, we took a page out of Elon Musk's book. Elon Musk decided to, a few years back, take his patent and say, I don't want to own this patent anymore. I don't want to be the only one that has the access to build the best batteries for cars and homes. I don't want to do that. I want anyone in the world to be able to do this because it helps the world. And we feel the exact same way. If you get access to this information and you can use it and you can change the industry and make it better and help everyone, fantastic. More power to you. We are not concerned with that. Our goal is to give the executives the tools and resources they need to show their team how to be the best loyalty-based lender and retention-based lender, and not just transactional, which is what the industry's been trying to get away from for years.
I think that's awesome. I was just watching some Elon Musk videos last night, and I love how he thinks. Like he was saying, how long are you going to stay on as CEO? He says, as long as it takes to make a difference. And when I see that this, whether it be SpaceX or the, you know, Tesla, the car, or the solar system, he says, when I see this having traction, then I'll drop back and reconsider. I just love that attitude. There's so much about that guy that I respect. I see a lot of similarities between you and Elon. And
I'll take that compliment all day long.
I mean, I just want people to think like that. Let's talk about your confidence. You seem very confident in what you guys are doing. And where does this confidence come from?
We built the most amazing team. Honestly, and look, I'm going to pull back the curtain right now And this is something that we share with our team. We have Friday calls with our team every single week. And one of the promises we make to our team is as follows. We will always put the best team on the field. Always. That means that we're going to put the best people in every position that specialize in what they do. And so our confidence comes from two things, our people and our existing success that we've already shown the industry. We are just geeking out on borrower retention, borrower experience, borrower loyalty, LO retention, LO experience, LO loyalty, right? And so because of the success that we've had and because of the team that we keep building, look, I'll give you an example, right? In May, and we may have talked about this a little bit the other week. In May of 2019, we had 9 full-time employees, 9. Today, wow, we have 37. And every person on the team is the best at what they do in the industry, period. And so our confidence comes from our success and the ability to bring on the best people to specialize in the things that we're doing. And most important, I think, above all of that, is we're talking about Elon Musk. Why is he so confident? It's his vision. It's his ability to execute on his vision. We have the same thing. We see it. We have a vision, and we can execute on it.
Execution. I mean, vision is one thing. Execution is another. Watching,
yes,
SpaceX dock and seeing those guys go through, dock to the space station and go through that little passageway. It was an emotional moment. It was a proud moment for the whole country. When you look at where the future is, let's talk about the future. What would you say the future looks like for mortgage lending from your perspective?
So in the way we see the future of this industry, it is about planning the next loan with your borrower. It's about planning the next loan with your borrower. One of the things that plagues this industry is the moment a loan is finished, nobody knows what comes next. The loan officer, the borrower, the lender, nobody knows what happens next. Then it becomes this aggressive approach to marketing and communications and saying, hey, we just have to market to them, then they'll come back to us. But we believe that the approach is planning instead of marketing. Marketing is still important. You're going to continue to do that. But the future, right, of this is planning and getting your borrowers to understand what they need and they know what they need and merging those things together intelligently and in an automated fashion. So again, this attention to retention challenge is all about that. How do you retain a customer? How do you make them loyal? You show them that you understand not what you've done for them today, but how you're going to help them get into a better financial vehicle tomorrow. How you're going to help them when they're at a 2.5% interest rate and rates go up to 4% in the future and they need to do something, that how to plan around that, that you will be there to guide them and plan for them for their next best loan. Because look, we know what a loan is. It is a financial vehicle. It really is. And so how do you help them stay on track and have the best financial vehicle without guessing, but knowing confidently that, hey, we did this loan for you today. The next best loan is one of these three. And the moment you're qualified for one of those three, we will give you a call or you will get a signal from us. You will get alert. You will get a notification, whatever you want to call it. You will know when it's time for your next best loan. And until you get those notifications, there's nothing better out there for you. We know because we have the intelligence to know.
We're starting to get some questions in from some of our listeners. One of the questions is driving this artificial intelligence or is it just working with the data?
Great question. So right now, we're using more machine learning than AI, okay?
Yep.
Because we're still learning, and the entire industry is still learning. So the way you get to artificial intelligence is when you've done enough learning that you can then help the system understand what you would do on your own, right? So for instance, when you talk about artificial intelligence, what you're saying is, hey, the brain inside your head works in a mysterious way. It's very fascinating. How can we help the computer, the system, think like you would think and replicate your way of thinking, right? And so we're still teaching the systems to do that. We're still learning ourselves. So right now we're implementing machine learning, and from there we will get into AI. But right now it's just getting a good grasp of understanding all the data, all the events. And the cool part about that question is we're going to marry everything together that is historical for the consumer, historical for the lender, historical for the loan products that are out there. And then only then can you say, hey, now figure out without any involvement, sales boomerang brain, what's the next best thing for us as the lender and for the borrower, right? Or for the borrower and the lender.
Yeah, that's very good. Very good. And anyone wanting to have a greater distinction and get into the difference between, there's three levels. Machine learning is one of them. AI is the another. But there's a more basic level. And it's, I think it's a rules base, if I recall correctly. We had Gabe Minton. Anyone wanting to go in and learn more about this, go back and listen to the podcast where we had Gabe Minton on. But the last time we had him on was on that very topic. Let's talk about the attention to retention, the 5-day challenge. And you've got a promotion going on right now. And so first of all, who should be attending this?
So this is for executives only. This is for CEOs, vice presidents, presidents, VPs of production, VPs of sales, your CMOs. This is who this is for, because this has to be a top-down approach. And the only people that should attend this are those that can influence the loyalty and retention mentality inside the entire organization. So that's who it's designed for, the executives and the leaders of the company.
So what is the cost? How can people register for this, learn more? Website?
Absolutely. So it's very simple. You're going to salesboomerang.com/challenge. Okay. That's where you go to register. We are only opening this up to 30 executives, but it's a buddy system, right? So it's 30 executives, but they can bring one buddy with them, another executive from the team. So you get one ticket, but you can split it between you and your cohort. And the cost is $600 or $597, as we came up with a very unique price. And here's the thing that's important about the price. The price is not for us to make money. This is not a profit center for us at all. The price is to make sure that only the ones that want to focus on loyalty and retention show up, and that this isn't a free lunch and 1,000 people register but never show up. So this is designed for 30 people, and the price tag just eliminates everyone that's not really committed to loyalty or retention. And then because of you, David, because how much you love your fans and the industry, anyone that hears this show and signs up, they can put in a discount code to take $200 off for the same two people, right? So you still get the main person, and then the other one comes with you, and all they have to do is Lickin' on Lending, right? LOL 200, and they can knock off $200. Yep. And then just to make sure, I don't think we mentioned the date. It starts on August 17th. So it'll be Monday, Wednesday, Friday, Monday, Wednesday. 1 hour a day for 5 days with a day break in between each of the sessions. So it should not get in the way of your day. You're going to come away. It's well over $10,000 worth of value. Plus, you really can't put a price tag on loyalty and retention.
You talked about the growth within Sales Boomerang within your company. I mean, it's been all organic, if I understand. Yeah. So I always admire that about you. Yeah, but through just a lot of word of mouth and through your network of people like myself just talking about it constantly.
It's been an amazing experience to see how important retention is for lenders. And you never know when you put out a product. I mean, we launched beta in February of 2017, and then we went live in July of 2017. And now we have nearly 100 lenders using the program. We're going to have close to 115 or 120 before the end of the year. It's just amazing. And the best part is, and I think the reason it's grown organically, David, is simply it resonates with their own mission. This is something people have had their eye on and have not had the ability to execute the way they wish they would. And so there's very little forced sales here. It's the kind of a simple concept to understand that your loan officers want to know if their customers want their help again. And we make that effortless. So it's been really cool. But thank you for the recognition. And thank you. We're truly humbled by this.
You've done a great, great, great job. I love this whole concept where our industry has been, quite honestly, abysmal might be the best word. And so I love the fact that you're doing this. And then I just love your product. And I love the innovation that goes there, the whole thing and the energy. And then if you're looking, folks, to find a way how to market yourself, just get to know Alex. This guy is a marketing sales genius. If you're looking to bring a product to market, there's no one else quite like Alex. Well, what's your message? What's this? I mean, he's an idea minute kind of guy. But it's a great way to just pick up some fresh ideas. I appreciate you so much for taking time to be here. Executives, you do not want to miss this. Sign up for it. And we have it posted on our website, Dynamic Link. So you can go sign up there. And the code is there. So go to LickitOnLending.com. You'll see it all there. Appreciate you, Alex, so much for what you've done for so many
companies.
Thank
you so much.
And then really, it's really comes down to helping the consumer. And that's what I love the best. Is helping those consumers not get overlooked. And because how easy is we get busy, we get concerned with COVID, and borrowers who could, in fact, refinance. I was talking to a friend of mine who does a lot of consumer direct, and he was saying there was a ridiculous number, I'll get it wrong, but it was millions and millions and millions of people with an interest rate that is over 4% that could refinance right now. People say, well, the refinance is going to die out at some point in time. Well, rates are falling. Matt talks about it all the time on the website, seeing what's happening. I know we're testing the highest today in the 10-year treasury. But overall, it seems like we got a downward pressure. How are you going to get a hold of your customers? You got to do the 5-day challenge, everybody. Strongly recommend it. Appreciate it.
Thank you so much.
So good to have you here. Really do appreciate you. And I appreciate the friendship. And more importantly, they just need to get to know you. Love it.
Thanks so much, David. Right back at you and everything you do for us.
Well, where are you?
Thank you.
Next week, Alex, I got another one of our mutual friends, Josh Friend's going to be back on. He's going to be talking about his product. I love what Incelerate does, and they're doing some really great things, again, on the engagement. So they use your technology to get the connection, to get them back and communicating, and then use Incelerate to really get the connection and engagement going. And that's what I love. So it'll be a good 1-2 punch here. We got some great stuff going on the podcast. I appreciate you being here. Thank you so much.
Right back at you. Thank you.
Yeah. Special thank you goes out to our sponsors, Finastra, as well as CMLA, which is Community Mortgage Lenders of America, the MBA, Indicom, Incelerate, Ainsworth Advisors, Mobility RE, and Modex, and a whole group of others. Check out all of our sponsors on our website, and we appreciate you being here. Again, don't miss next week where we have Josh Friend coming on the podcast. We heard today how Alex is saying how you can engage on this. Begin to check out the 5-day attention to retention, the 5-day challenge. Be sure to check it out and sign up for it. Don't just check it out. Talked about Elon Musk execution. Execute. Sign up on that link that we have on our website. Appreciate you being here, everybody. Have a great week and look forward to having you back here next week.
You've been listening to Lickin' on Lending, a weekly mortgage market update with your host, David Lickin of Transformational Mortgage Solutions. Join us next week. And thanks for listening.